Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. As many of you know, I'm a huge Manchester United fan. Basically, I was born in Ipswich. Ipswich weren't doing very well. At that time, Manchester United doing well, and I am a self-confessed glory hunter. Not so much anymore, because we've been terrible recently. But if you're not into football, then please carry on listening on, because this is not about football. This is about marginal gains. And the reason why we're talking about Manchester United is because Sir Jim Ratcliffe has just bought Manchester United, and he is bringing in, or he's bought 25% of them. He is bringing in a guy called Dave Brailsford. And if you don't know who Dave Brailsford is, he is the mastermind behind Team Sky and how, as a nation, we went from being one of the worst cycling nations to now being one of the best cycling nations. Before Dave Brailsford came in, we had not won any Tour de France, we'd not won anything. And what he did is he came into Team Sky and he looked at trying to improve each part of the process by 1%. He calls it marginal gains. Rather than looking at something in one big overwhelming, right, we've got this, say, like they've come into Manchester United now, we've got this big football club, how do we now change the culture and the atmosphere and the team and everything, you know, as one big chunk. What he did with Team Sky is he broke it down into small sectors and he tried to improve every piece by 1%. So, for example, they looked at the bike, they looked at the wheels, they looked at the brakes, the how light it is. They then looked at the rider. What time are they going to bed? How much sleep they getting? What they eating? What are they fueling themselves with? What are they wearing? Can we get it more aerodynamic? And they just broke everything down into small sections and tried improving every bit by 1%. And what that then does with the compound effect, it then creates big momentum. And as a lot of you will know, if you're into cycling, we then went on to win Tour de France, and then at the 2015 Olympics, we then won lots of gold medals. And that was all off the back of starting working on the marginal gains. And that's why I'm very excited about what Jim Ratcliffe's going to be doing in Manchester United. Hopefully he's going to be looking at it, and Dave Brailsford is going to be looking at all of the different places that can be improved to marginal gains. And this is really important for anybody in their job, in their business, in their day-to-day life. When you're looking to improve something, break it down, because sometimes you could look, for example, I could look at my business. We've got 20 staff, 5-6 teams that go out. Like, if I want to try and improve that, if I look at it as a big, it could feel quite overwhelming. Like I've said it before, more than three things on your to-do list will create overwhelm. What happens when you create overwhelm? It comes out in procrastination. How does procrastination come out? Well, that could be staring out the window, scrolling through social media, twiddling your thumbs. It's so many different places procrastination comes out. Overeating, being stressed, whatever it is. Procrastination leads to no action. And if you take no action, you're never going to create success. So when you break down anything into a small sections and go, right, let me improve productivity with my teams, let me improve sales and marketing by 1%, conversion by 1%, raise my prices by 1%, you know, improve my office team, how we work on each section of our business. If you can improve each section by 1%, that's going to build momentum. It's going to get a snowball compound effect. And before you know it, things are going to look a lot different. It's the same with your cash flow. How can you, and your profit and loss, how can you reduce your costs by 1%? How can you improve your revenue by 1%? And keep working on those different factors. So it really excites me knowing that Dave Brailsford's coming into Manchester United. Hopefully we'll get the glory days back so I can be a self-confessed glory hunter. Because now I tell people I'm a glory hunter, they look at me very confused because Man United are crap at the moment. But the point of this episode is to be really looking and thinking about in your life, if you're wanting a promotion in your job, how can you improve what you do by 1% each section of your job? That's then going to compound. How can you improve your business by 1%? How can you work on marginal gains to be able to improve your business and your day-to-day life? You know, it's the same with your fitness, your diet, cutting out that biscuit you have with your tea. That's all going to compound into you losing weight. It works the other way. works both ways. It can compound against you and it can compound for you. So what marginal gains do you need to do within your business and your life to help you improve? And let's hopefully, I'll be doing an episode in a year's time with Dave Brailsford on here, and we can talk about exactly the success that he's created in Manchester United. It'd be great to get both him and Jim on the podcast. So if you're listening, get in touch. We'd love to have you on. Thanks all for listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.